This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
Happy birthday to you.
Hey, bye. Where's Mom going? She hasn't even opened her presents.
Well, son, she just turned 65, which means there's new offers for her at Specsavers.
What?
Yep, an eye exam now costs her nothing, and she can get 30% off lens upgrades with any pair of glasses.
Wow. So, can we cut the cake now?
You betcha.
No-cost eye exams are for eligible seniors at all participating locations with costs covered by provincial healthcare. Conditions apply. See specsavers.ca.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. Now, Fight Back with Libby Znaimer on Zoomer Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome. And happy Valentine's Day. And that means here on Fight Back, we're not going to have any fighting, at least for a while. We're going to start by celebrating love. And we want to hear from you. Are you in a long relationship? Or maybe you found love again as a Zoomer, or maybe you're looking. What are your insights? I've been married to the same person for more than 26 years. This morning, my groggy husband wished me a happy Thanksgiving. And I guess a marriage that long is something to be thankful for. Our producer in the control room, young Dave, is about to get married for the second time. And other people have all kinds of different arrangements, living together, living apart together. That's a new thing. And we're lucky that these days, many different types of relationships are acceptable. People don't get hassled. So as I said, we want to hear from you. I'm going to give the numbers out. 416-360-0740. Toll free 1-866-740-4740. And right now we are going to the experts. And we have Sarah Dimmerman, who is a psychologist and relationship expert. And Ronnie Ann Ryan, who's a dating coach. Ladies, welcome. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you to you too.
Thank you.
Okay, Sarah, let's start with you. What are your thoughts on this day?
Well, you know, I think it's cliche to say, but personally, I find it a very commercialized holiday, although not to say that I don't get caught up with a little bit of it. So I did go out yesterday and bought my husband a card and a little bit of chocolate and did the same for my daughters. But really, you know, I was talking to somebody else about it this morning who said that she asked her husband specifically not to get her roses today because getting roses on Valentine's Day is not nearly as meaningful as getting them on another day of the year where he just feels, I want to say I love you with flowers, as opposed to feeling the sense of obligation to buy flowers. And of course, because she's been married for as long as you have, she says to him, and don't spend the money on flowers. If you want to get them for me, get them next week when they're on, when they're half price.
They won't be half price if you get them from a florist. I always have to say the best was getting the flowers at work where everyone can see them. I know that's not nice.
Well, now it all goes onto Facebook. So instead of getting it at work, you get it on Facebook. You get like the flower on Facebook, which is free.
Oh, a virtual flower.
Yeah, you get a virtual flower, and all your followers and anybody else, if you're public, gets to see it too. So now it expands beyond work.
Even. Okay, well, that's certainly the budget option. You know, I don't mind for the florists. They need to make a living.
Absolutely.
Too. I mean, beyond the commercialism of the day, which I totally agree with, you know, it's not bad to have something official where, you know, you're told to remember these things case, because not everyone remembers them on a regular day. Ronnie Ann?
You know, I do tend to look at this from a much larger view because I work with a lot of people who aren't in love at the moment. That's why they're working with me. And so I ask them to think about this in a wider viewfinder, for let's say, you know. So where do you have love in your life? Even if you don't have a romantic partner, everyone has some love in their life. They're your family, your parents, your siblings, your cousins, your children, your pets. And then you might have people you work with, your friends. There's plenty of love for you. And so this is an opportunity to expand it beyond just romantic love. This is what I recommend to my clients and my readers. And show love for all the people who are really special in your life.
I agree with that because, you know, one of the things you think about is this just going to make people who perhaps want to be in a relationship but aren't, are they going to feel badly, or people who are breaking up? I mean, we don't want it to do that. And of course, I mean, the people who clean up the most on Valentine's Day are teachers. They get all these Valentines from all their kids. And I guess there are rules, like you have to bring Valentine for all the kids in the class and for the teacher.
Yep.
Wow. It's a lot.
It's a lot. But, you know, again, I think it is a good thing to have a day where you think about, you know, I'm in this relationship, or I want to be in this relationship, so, it, you know, maybe you don't think about it.
I think it is good. You know, what could be bad about thinking about love? And even though there is a commercial flavor to it these days, you know, Valentine's Day really started as an ancient Roman holiday celebrating the goddess Juno. So this isn't really a Hallmark holiday. It has origins in ancient Rome, and it's been around a long time. So the idea of celebrating love is nothing new.
Okay. Well, before we go to the phones, and we are going to hear from our listeners, Sarah, is there anything that you could distill the key to a long relationship?
Well, I too have been married for over 30 years, and I feel genuinely that I'm in a great relationship. But I always say to people, you know, even large corporations still have to work hard at keeping their business going. And the same is true for relationships. So I think that it takes time and effort, and I think it takes a lot of consciousness on both part on the part of both partners to really think about things and not to take one another for granted. So making time for one another, with technology as it is today, really making sure that you're letting your partner know that he or she is a priority more important than playing Candy Crush. And of course, as cliched as it sounds, again, you know, communication and asking your partner, what do you need from me now, as opposed to assuming that you know what they need because this is what you'd want, rather saying, you know, I can see you're tired. What do you need from me now? I think that shows a lot of love and caring. And one of the things I was going to suggest is, for example, sitting down with your family, even if you're not in a relationship, you know, talking to your children or people that are close to you and using this day as an opportunity just to share with people what you love about them, what makes you feel really good when you're around them. I think just gives you an opportunity. It's almost like an excuse to talk about it.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I'd feel comfortable doing that. It just sounds a little bit.
Well, if you'd grown up in my house, you probably would feel comfortable with it because it's something that I encourage all the time. You know, so I guess it just depends on how you've grown up and what your comfort level is. So maybe you'd find other things, ways of sharing love.
It's something I would want to tell people, but kind of when it comes up.
Right. Although sometimes, you know, it does require kind of saying to somebody, let's go around the table. I love let's go around the table conversations when I'm with family or friends, and let's just, and as much as you said, it sometimes puts people on the spot in terms of I'm not comfortable with this. It often gives people the opportunity to think about it. So somebody could say, well, I pass now, come back to me later. But sometimes we don't take the time to share with somebody how we feel about them. And this, as I said, gives us an excuse to say, you know, I love your thoughtfulness. I love, you know, because we think things sometimes, but we don't actually express it. So even if it's uncomfortable, if you do it enough times and if you get used to it, I think it's actually a great way of saying things because they don't often come up spontaneously.
Okay, let's take a few calls. We've got Jackie in Brantford. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Fine, how are you? Happy Valentine's Day.
Well, and happy Valentine's to you.
Thank you.
I'm doing just fine, thank you. Today is also our anniversary.
Oh, congratulations. How many years?
Five?
Yes. Oh, so this is a new relationship.
Well, we're in our 70s.
Yeah.
So I feel very fortunate to have found somebody that late in life.
Uh-huh. And is it your first relationship or marriage or whatever?
Well, no. Actually, it's my third.
Oh, okay.
I had one divorce, one husband die after 25 years.
Sorry to hear that.
And then I found My husband, or he found me, whichever.
Well, it obviously there's something about you that makes you very open to a relationship.
Could be. I think after a while you sort of change your attitude and people know that you are open to a relationship, and I guess I had done that, and I found somebody, and I'm extremely happy. We make sure that we tell each other every day that we love each other, and you know, and I think it takes work, of course, as you well know, to keep a marriage going and to be happy, and we're exceptionally happy.
Well, I'm very glad to hear that. I guess the other thing, as you get older, because I have friends who are single, and as they're single, there are a lot of things just in terms of the mechanics of living together that, you know, they don't really want any part of. They aren't going to be that flexible. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's also, did you find yourself that you're flexible and you're willing to accept your new husband's quirks or, you know, his socks on the floor or whatever?
Well, he doesn't do that. But yes, absolutely. You've got to be open to, you know, you're not perfect. He's not perfect. It's not a perfect world. Sure, everybody has their ups and downs, including us. But, you know, you get over it and you just keep going because you really have to remind yourself how fortunate you are. I mean, there's a lot of people at my age that are single and they really don't think they'll ever find anyone. Well, I wasn't looking. It just happened type thing. And so you just never know. So I'm just here to tell you there's hope for everyone.
Absolutely.
You know? So I hope everybody has a great day today.
Okay. Thanks, Jackie, for your call.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go to Joanne in Brampton. Hi, Joanne.
Hi there. I first want to start and say happy Valentine's Day to all those people out there.
Are we, just a minute, can we hear you?
I can't hear.
Do you want to speak up, Joanne?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you, yep.
Okay. I just want to say that my husband, we've been together for 18 years. We've been married for 13 years. He's not perfect, but he's perfect for me.
Okay, that's good.
And I'm sure it's the same for him as well, but we won't talk about that. The other thing is what we usually do, because I agree what the other caller said, that, you know, Valentine's Day tends to be a little bit overly commercialized nowadays. So what my husband and I do is we'll go into a store and we'll, like, go through the card rack and we'll pick out sweet cards and then we'll hand it to each other and then we'll put them back. And then, you know, it's not that we're cheap or anything, but we figure, you know, what are we going to do with the cards afterwards, right? Then we'll go into, like, the candy aisle, or, like, he'll take the candies and I'll go to, like, the teddy bears or something, and we'll find something that we think the other would like. And then we go and we kind of meet halfway and we exchange it, give a hug, and it's like, oh, thank you. And then we put the stuff back and then we do our regular shopping.
Okay, you might get banned from a few stores now that you've told everybody. I don't think
that's why I'm not saying which stores we go into.
But, okay.
it's something, you know. I mean, it's a sentiment behind it. And, I mean, once you start to get older, there's only so many teddy bears you can take. And there's only so many boxes of chocolates that you can eat. And
oh, don't say that.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, so, I mean, why, you know, I agree that, you know, you should probably talk to each other. But, I mean, we tell each other every day that we love each other. We check in a couple of times when we're not together. We check in a couple of times. So, I mean, that is kind of there, too. My mother's always said, too, though, for Mother's Day, she says, don't bother doing anything for me for Mother's Day. If you can't tell me you love me 364 days out of the year, why bother just to do it on one day? So that's kind of like the approach that we take with Valentine's Day. It's like, you know, it's just another day, but, you know, it just happens to be you wear red, white, and pink.
Okie dokie. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Okay. We have to take a break soon, but I see we have a male caller, so let's talk to Ron in Belmont. Hi, Ron.
Yes, good morning. Well, I know.
Good afternoon.
Yep. I get corrected on that all the time. Anyway, just wanting to let you know, my wife and I have been together almost 50 years.
Wow.
50 years in 2 months from tomorrow.
Wow. Wow. Are you going to do anything monumental to celebrate that big milestone?
Probably go to sleep. No, I really don't know. We've got a celebration planned for, friends and family. But aside from that, no, not really too much.
Well, that party sounds good.
Oh, yeah. Well, you never know. But, we've been together, actually. I met her 60 years ago.
Oh, wow.
In school. She was one of my classmates. And we were friends for 10 years, and then we finally got married.
And what would you say is the secret or the key to your long relationship?
Me keeping my big mouth shut.
Okay.
Anyway, no, it's just you have to be friends before you can actually love each other.
And, that's a good point. And while you actually love each other.
Yeah, that's being friends certainly helps.
Anything else you want to tell us?
No, not really. Just thought I'd mention that. Just wishing everybody around the country and within your listening area a happy Valentine's Day.
Okay, thanks for that.
You're quite welcome.
Okay, ladies on the line, Sarah and Ronnie Ann, do you have anything to say about somebody married almost 50 years?
This is Sarah speaking. So I just wanted to mention that because, you know, as you said, it's like, wow, you've heard somebody's been married 50 years. How are you going to celebrate those 50 years? I don't know, probably go to sleep. So I think what we have to realize is it's not about the number of years that we've been married. It's about how meaningful those years are. And I know that, you know, we tend to, as you did and as I do, you know, we're so impressed when people stay together so long. But unfortunately, I've met many couples counseling them that have been married for very many years. But many of those have not been happy. Many of those have been marriages of convenience rather than staying together because they want to be together. And then you hit a certain age, too, where you feel that you're no longer as attractive or no longer as desirable to other people. So you stay together some more. And I think it's so important. Life is meant to be like really enjoyed, and finding meaning together is so wonderful. So not to judge anybody that wants to go to sleep, you know, in celebration.
I think he was just kidding, and he just felt a little put on the spot by the way I asked the question. So I wouldn't read too much in that.
So I'm just using that as an example. I think it's not even about, you know, I'm just using that as an example. It's not even about what he said or what other people do. It's more what I've seen in terms of us really making meaningful years of the years that we're being together, and not and it's not just about the number of years that we've been together that I find is important.
Okay, but speaking of the number of years, you know, not to be outdone, I've got Bill in Cambridge, and the note here says 60 years married. Hi, Bill.
Yes, how are you?
Fine, how are you? Happy Valentine's Day.
I'm very happy, very happy. The sun's shining.
Yes?
And we have survived 60 years of marriage.
Sir, why are you using the word survived?
Because sometimes it's a bit of a discussion.
Uh-huh. Go
but,
on.
The 60 years have been very, very great. My wife taught school, and on the 14th of February for years, I had a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
With flowers, chocolates, and all the wonderful things. And still today, our children keep us alive by advising us of Valentine's Day. And we started early this morning with congratulations regarding the day. And we're very pleased, both my wife. My wife was going to call, but she's got a terrible cold, and she said, "You sound like you're more alive than I am."
Okay. I'm glad that we're hearing for some men as well. I was wondering if it was going to be, you know, all women calling in. Women usually are more comfortable talking to about love. But so I'm glad to hear from some of the guys.
It's a wonderful discussion. Love is wonderful. It's of many, many different colors. and it changes as the years go by. But it's still the very same love.
Okay, well, that's good. And do you talk about your relationship?
Oh, yes, yes. We speak almost every day. No.
What? What do you mean you speak almost every day?
No, I think the biggest thing that makes success is compromise. And it took me a few years to compromise. My wife has always been excellent at compromising, and we come up with an agreeable position, and we have fun doing it.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's good. Compromise, and it sounds like you're still having fun.
Yes, we are. Yes, because we're in relatively good health.
Yep, that's important.
That's very important, because getting old is bad enough, but when you're suffering from many things that makes it difficult, it's worse. My worst problem is my eyes, but I have a very wonderful wife who does a great job leading me down the proper ways. So have a good day. It's been very nice talking to you, Libby.
Okay.
We enjoy your show almost every day, and it keeps us alert and at least thinking.
Okay, well, that's great. Thank you for that. I appreciate that.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Okay.
A great Valentine's Day.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, let's take one more from Helen in Toronto. Hi, Helen.
Hi, Libby. I like the comments that were made by somebody several calls ago about including people that, not just those who are in relationships, but others who are in friendship and friends and family. I dropped in one of my friends yesterday. She's from a different culture, and she said to me, you know, Valentine's Day is not just for couples. It's a time for us to appreciate our friends. I get home, and there hanging on my door is this beautiful gingerbread man with a wonderful card. And I thought, that's nice. You know, it's a nice
And who was it from?
It was from the girl I was just visiting.
Oh, that's lovely.
From her husband, and the two dogs that I'm in love with.
Okay.
I just wanted to say that for those that are not in a committed relationship, I thought that was really nice. Somebody notices.
Well, absolutely, and it's really important. And you know what? Our lives would be so much poorer without friends, and it's really important to maintain friendships as we get older.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great to have a great relationship, but really it's not enough. We have to have other people in our lives as well.
Absolutely. And my relationship with her dogs is so good. Every once in a while I forget that this is the dog's name, not hers.
Okay. Helen, thanks for that.
Okay. Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
We're going to take one more before we go to a break. And another big milestone, Giovanni in Brampton. Hi, Giovanni.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Bonjour to our friends in B.C.
In B.C., okay.
And good evening to our friend in Nova Scotia.
Okay.
50 years, he's coming close to me, be married.
Great, congratulations.
And thank you, and keep on going with the family value.
Uh-huh.
We had 4 children and 8 nephews.
And
they're all married now.
And they're all married, and what is the secret to your long marriage?
Well, just keep the family together and the family value. This is what keeps us together up to now. And I wish another 50 years. It's a golden year coming up. We had a silver year, 25 years. Now it's 50 years with this golden marriage. And I hope that I'm going to be in 75 years so we can go ahead enjoy the life again.
Okay, well, that sounds good.
I thank you very much for taking my call.
Okay.
And have a good afternoon.
You're very welcome.
Thanks.
And congratulations. And Sarah, I'm going to say goodbye to you and to Ronnie Ann now. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Happy birthday to you.
Hey,
bye.
Where's Mom going? She hasn't even opened her presents.
Well, son, she just turned 65, which means there's new offers for her at Specsavers.
What?
Yep, an eye exam now costs her nothing, and she can get 30% off lens upgrades with any pair of glasses.
Wow. So, Can we cut the cake now?
You betcha.
No-cost eye exams are for eligible seniors at all participating locations with costs covered by provincial health care. Conditions apply. See specsavers.ca.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.